Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. What were you doing on Valentine's Day? I mean, were you having a good time? Were you somewhere in a fancy restaurant with your sweetheart? Were you locked in an embrace in the hotel room with your wife or your mistress or your mister or your sheep or goat or cattle? Or were you doing what our guests in the studio here at WGBB were doing? Releasing a CD, which sounds a lot more fun and a lot more interesting and worthwhile than any of the other stuff. The CD is called Red Beard, and it's by the Randy Bandits, who are joining us in the studio. Hey, Randy Bandits.
Hey, Dave. Happy to be here.
How are all you guys doing?
Well,
very good. Very good.
First of all, congratulations on the 4th anniversary. Congratulations on the album. You guys, you're not in your early teens, so you must have been doing music separately for a while. How did it all come together?
I guess we were not really in our early teens, but yeah, really. We came together by accident and somewhat on purpose. I'm Jim, and I was writing songs and performing them by myself around New York. And I had always wanted to play with a band, but had never quite found the right people to play with. And I got together just for fun with my friend Steven, who was my college roommate of 4 years. There he is. Another friend, Russ.
Hello.
There's Russ. We just started getting together in Russ's Queens apartment with another friend of ours, Regina. And we just sang kind of, you know, my songs mainly, and some weird cover songs, I think. And then we started playing it, you know, little places like the Sidewalk Cafe and like CB's Gallery. And then gradually a couple more people came to the group, Chris and Spiff.
Hello. Hello.
There they are.
They caught us live, and they couldn't stay away from us.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Why don't we go around the room and again with all the full names and also what instruments you play and what you guys do?
Okay, so I'm Jim, and I sing some most of the lead vocals and play guitar.
And writes all the songs.
Oh, I'm Chris, and I play bass and some other things, and I sing.
I'm Russ, and I play piano and keyboard and sing as well.
I'm Stephen Alamon, and I sing and I bang on stuff when they let me, and occasionally when Chris has to play another instrument, I play bass for the gang.
I'm Spiff, and I play electric guitar and banjo and accordion and sing some things.
Name them all.
Trumpet, violin, mandolin,
a juice harp,
harmonica.
Well, give that harp back to the Jew you stole it from. I really. So what are the musical influences, though? I mean, I mentioned Bob Dylan in the band, but that seems a pretty obvious one to me from the music. But what are others, not only of you, Jim, but some of the other folks?
Yeah, totally.
Well, we've each sort of got our own little individual musical interest that kind of contributes to the sound. I'm into classic jazz. Oh, yeah, this is Russ, the piano player, you know. So I like a lot of jazz and some funk stuff and... Where would you put yourself?
Chris, the bass player. I would say that somewhere between, you know, the indie rock of today and old school R&B, like Stax Records, Motown, obviously.
And occasionally the indie rock of tomorrow.
I have a real heavy influence from country and western. I'm from Kentucky, so a lot of folk music from there really turns me on. And as a matter of fact, and also just classic rock, you know, guitar player in me.
This is Steven, and I don't know, I like a lot of old Motown songs and a lot of soul stuff, and I think when each of us has the lead vocals on a song, a lot of our personality comes out, and even when we're you know, doing supporting roles on backup vocals or doing other instrumentals, I think a little bit of our individual flavor kind of, you know, goes into the pot with everybody else, and we wind up with what is hopefully
a gumbo.
Fun sound, a nice gumbo of music.
The drummer, we should say, is not here, but is the name of the album after him, or what is Red Beard?
You could call it Kismet. we were looking for an album title, and we cycled through several, and then just kind of gave up and decided to call it Red Beard. And then we decided we needed to find a drummer. to make sure we could fulfill the demands of the stuff we had recorded.
And the album title.
Yeah, and the album title.
Spiff plays drums on all of the album tracks.
And does an excellent job playing drums, but there's only one of Spiff until we figure out how to clone him. So he couldn't play all the other lead instruments we had him playing and the drums, so we really needed a drummer. So we, Chris actually found Adam on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for a hard rock band to join, like a... Was it?
And he ended up with us.
Yeah, sort of a weird thing. But he did happen to have a red beard, so we were excited about that. And I do temp work, and if I can, I get writing jobs. I was trained as a playwright, so I've done a lot of shows for adults and kids.
Where are some of the places you've been produced and done stuff?
Woolly Mammoth Theater Company in D.C., and Playwrights Theater of New Jersey, New Jersey Rep.
So would music be more the place that you would be going, or playwright, or whichever just seems to come calling first?
Well, yeah, I mean, to me, they're really connected. I guess you could say professionally and training-wise, I've had a lot more official training and work as a playwright, but I've always written songs, and I've gotten more and more serious about writing songs and performing them, and so now my focus really is this group and music, and but plays I just feel like are an extension of that.
I think we all have a bunch of different interests. Yeah. Russ and I both studied theater in school, and you know, Chris with his choral directing and all that kind of stuff. I think we all have a lot of different outlets that we kind of just let hang out there and see what appeals to us and see what we enjoy.
Well, where do the ideas for some of the songs come from?
Jim?
I guess I should answer that.
mm-hmm.
Well, they come from, you know, personal experience, but also personal experience that other people have. I think a lot of it is from my playwriting background in terms of characters are often, they become the voice of the song, you know, as opposed to just being about me and my romantic trysts with the mistresses in hotel rooms on Valentine's Day. It's, you know, it's
been there, done that.
You know, I'm interested. Like, I had a neighbor in Seattle who was a train engineer, and so I, you know, wrote part of a song about a guy who's a train engineer, and he's spent 30 years on the railroad, and, you know, yeah, that's where that comes from. But, you know, so they're real, real and imaginary.
You don't tell us, you know.
Well, what about the first song you're going to play for us live? What, you know? Tell us what song that is and where that's from.
I'm feeling the Afterglow for some reason right now.
Right.
So let's go with Afterglow. Afterglow is a... I have a fiancé. Three of us do, actually.
Not the same fiancé.
Not the same fiancé. We tried that once. It didn't work. So this song is kind of like a fantasy marriage song. It's not really what our wedding is going to be like exactly. Because it takes place in Mexico, and it's kind of about like running away, and you know, it's kind of an escape, but also a running to the true love and the explosion of it, and the orange red glow and the afterglow
and then there's a random line about Cuba and tuba, one of my favorite rhymes in all of our music.
Yeah, that's true. There's a little excursion to Cuba that happens in the song.
and all of this in about 4.5 minutes.
Roughly, yeah.
So everybody, here are the Randy Bandits in the studio with Afterglow.
One, two.
Woo!
Rolling glow with the
It always pretty sloppy, but we called it love. As long as we're together, I could never say I ever felt much better or had such fun.
Come on, have fun, boys.
There on Dave's Gone By here with, and I'm sorry I couldn't even tell you all their first names again, but you'll have to get the album and read them on the liner notes to do that. And by the way, how do people get the album Redbeard by the Randy Bandits?
We're glad you've asked. The best way to get the album and to learn more about us in general is to visit our website, which is www.randybandits.com, and there you can find information on the band, and you can buy the CD there online, and you can also find information about our live shows in all five boroughs of New York. And
what if I don't trust people's websites? I want to go to some very reliable place where people buy.
You could go to. I'm glad you asked that too. You could go to Amazon.com or CDBaby.com. Soon to be up on iTunes.
iTunes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now is the I noticed that the CD's on Soul Kebab Records. Which, yes. I don't know if it's a small distribution wing of Sony, or is it its own thing, or is it you guys? How did you go from meeting together, writing songs, and getting a CD? Is it your CD, or is there a producer involved, or what?
Well, to start at the beginning of the question, Soul Kebab is us, basically. It's a bit...
could lie, but why lie at this point?
Why lie?
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just asking.
No, Jim throws these parties on occasion called Soul Kebabs, which are... large festive creative show and tells, and
they started in East Germany. I was involved in an American German theatrical exchange that turned very bad, and we had to create underground happenings to express our creative angst, and so they became soul kebabs.
That's a lot of angst. Theater in Germany.
Yeah,
there was a lot of black turtlenecks there.
You know, I hate to divert you, but now I've got to ask: how did it turn? What was that all about? And how did it go rotten?
I probably shouldn't go into that here. There might be some legal problems. But we went over thinking we were doing one thing, and there was a little bit of miscommunication. And then the next thing we knew, the nine Americans were called into the intendant's office of the theater, and he was kind of interrogating us. He used to be a member of the Stasi. And there was a whole thing where they weren't letting us out of the country for a while, and then they would, but they wouldn't pay for our plane tickets. But meanwhile, we were having these creative happenings with the Germans that we met and really liked there, and some other people from different countries. And we'd have these parties where you could turn on a light at a special time, and you could perform something, you could tell a joke, and so that's sort of in keeping with the spirit of the Randy Bandits, which is very much about shifting the focus around and really allowing our talents individually and as a group to come together. It seemed to be a fitting thing to put that concept of Soul Kebab as our umbrella organization, if we were to have one over us.
Sounds pretty cool. And what about you guys? Not only have a CD, but you do live gigs. And I'm wondering about weird bad, funny incidents or accidents that have happened on stage, as well as obviously where people can see you.
I mean, when you play live, it's live, so there's always kind of fun and wacky, zany things. I think my personal favorite was playing a gig in Brooklyn, and it was pouring down rain the entire night. We were the fourth band that was lined up, and by the time we got on, the stage, and I you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes around the word stage, had flooded with all of the rainwater coming in from the outside, so we had to unplug all of the amps for, you know, fear of death, and we did a nice little acoustic set for everybody in the dark in a club in Brooklyn, which was fantastic.
Well, while we were playing, the owners of the club, who are these two little Italian men, I think, maybe they're Polish.
Yeah.
I like to think of them as Polish and Italian. They had mops
Polish
on stage with us, and they were mopping while we were playing. So it's sort of a visual.
Yeah, they were the choreography for the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where can people see you in the weeks to come?
You just missed us.
Yeah, March 25th, we're planning a gig. I could tell you where it is, but it's actually, you should look on our website to find out exactly where it is. We don't like to divulge, you know, exactly.
What's that website again?
It's www.randybandits.com. We're playing at Barnard for a lunchtime gig. If you're a Barnard student, on March 29th.
Or if you like hanging around Barnard students.
Yes, they're all girls.
Now we're talking. Let's ask about another song of yours. I kind of like the explanation on one, the Afterglow you played before. Give us another, and where did it come from?
People change. A lot of people kind of gravitate towards that one, especially if they're Jewish.
Or six and under.
It's a good party song.
Actually, someone mentioned...
Not that we're equating those things. I am half Jewish, and Russ is fully Jewish.
Yay!
I believe we're both circumcised. I'm not exactly sure, but...
Wait a minute. You've been a band for all this time, and you're not sure if... The other band
we're not like other bands.
We haven't had the Annie Leibovitz shoot yet. So we're not quite sure what's going on down there.
Steven, I don't know what you're talking about.
The song People Change, I don't even know where that came from. I think I wrote the lyrics, and I thought they were kind of weird and spooky, and then I wanted to write a gypsy song. And at the time, I think it was Steven, Russ, and Regina and I were playing with it, and it became more of a klezmer number, especially when Spiff and Chris came along, and we got the the accordion going and the fiddle and the on the recording you can hear my dad actually playing clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
it's good.
Is there really cool? So do we want to hear the recording, or do you guys want to do it live? That's up to you guys.
Probably the recording will give you the full thing. Yeah.
All right, here are the Randy Bandits going klezmer and 1.5% Jewish on us with People Change.
Hi, we're the Randy Bandits, and we're very happy to be on Days Gone By on WGBB and DFSX Radio.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. I've got the Randy Bandits in the studio.
Woo!
I
hope. Glad to be here.
Hope you've been enjoying the music I have, and I've been enjoying their company. It's been a lot of fun, but we're not quite done yet. And I'm sorry, but I think I sort of diverted you guys and cut you off from talking about how you went from being a band rehearsing and doing some live gigs to getting a CD out and asking if you had a producer and all that. So why don't you take it from there, Jim Nabel?
Yeah. Well, we had an EP that we made about the 2-year mark in 2003. We talked about making another EP a couple years later, and we decided that instead of doing that, we really wanted to do a full album because we wanted people to be able to take us home and experience washing the dishes and making love and eating dinner and all kinds of things with the Randy Bandits. And we can't be everywhere at once. And we wanted to find someone who could really help us with this process, because none of us are really record producers. Luckily, Russ.
Yeah, enter my uncle.
Yeah,
Richard F. Heyman.
You entered your uncle? That's really.
Yeah. Wow. That's, okay, that's I'm better. Not letting them listen to this show.
Welcome to AM.
No, my. my uncle's a very critically acclaimed singer songwriter named Richard X. Heyman, who. Sort of at the mainstay of the power pop scene, and he's made about 5 albums out of his living room. So
he's kind of one of the first artists to really do the living room thing.
And he's very well known in certain circles, and he's got a lot of experience in do-it-yourself albums. So we thought, who better to help us do it ourselves? So He helped us get a little bit of good studio time at first.
And Nancy, too. There.
And his wife, my aunt, Nancy Lee, also, you know, is his home engineer. And they're really a pretty amazing pair.
Mm.
Yeah. And they really helped us get our performances and gear and and really figure out how to take our make our performances studio ready.
And the process was pretty intense because you asked. I mean, we all have day jobs and lives outside of the music biz. So, you know, we started rehearsing over the summer, last summer. Gosh, it's been a while.
It's been a long
time. And, you know, getting everything ready to go into the studio and you know, lay down all of the instrumental tracks. And then, you know, thanks to latest, greatest digital technology, we did a lot of the vocals just ourselves on different computers and stuff like that. And then there was the mixing process and the mastering process.
Spiff did a lot of the editing and producing work. It was great.
The thing that it kind of impresses me when I think about it is the fact that we did the bulk of all of the recording with two 12-hour sessions in a studio. And we actually had time at the end to listen to what we had done, so we were really ready to go into a studio and perform. We did maybe about average of about 3 takes per song, and that was it. That's what we got, you know, and we're really happy with what we ended up with.
The rest of this year is going to be, aside from working your day jobs, of kind of promoting this record and getting the record out there and doing concerts and stuff. But is there time for new music, new songs?
Yeah, all the time.
Jim is unstoppable with new songs.
Yeah.
We always have new songs. At almost every gig, there's a new song.
And is it just Jim, or are you guys also starting to contribute to...
Well, we're all songwriters, and the band really started out as a vehicle for Jim's songs, so it more or less remains that way, but some of us have begun very slowly to collaborate with Jim or bring in songs that we think are, you know, fit the style of the band. I mean, when I write songs, they end up sounding like, you know, Joe Jackson or something like that, so they're not exactly Randy Bandit songs, but...
But they could be eventually.
We all collaborate. Yeah.
Or they could be Joe Jackson songs.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll put in a call.
Most of us, you know, we do contribute songwriting when we can. There are some songs on the album that we co-wrote in some shape or form. And
What Do You Believe is a good example.
Yeah.
Right.
That.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that we do is, frankly, just Jim writes the best songs at this point, so we're all scrambling to try to get our stuff in there. And mostly what we do as a band is to change the songs in as many ways as possible until we find the exact way that fits the song the best. That's why we end up with a million, 14 possible different genres, you know, because we had 14 songs and each of them spoke to us in a different way. One of them had to be klezmer, one of them just had to be country. It's just what it needed to be, and we weren't satisfied until we found it.
So basically the future of the band is in about 4 years you'll do a double album with all your different songs on it, then you'll do a concert on some rooftop, and then you'll split up.
Pretty much. that's our game plan.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Eat, use, buy. Look at me. I'm the American consumer, and I want to spend my money on stores, restaurants, showrooms, travel agencies, mail order catalogs. Sell me stuff. But how do you reach me? Well, I listen to Dave's Gone By, so if you advertise there, you'll certainly have my attention. Dave'sGoneBy.org has all the details, or email DavesGoneBy@AOL.com for the rate card. I'm listening. Sell me what you got.
Listen to me, hear what I say.
That's right, buddy. Listen to me anytime you want, because Dave's Gone By episodes are preserved on compact disc. Entire shows with a nice cover, track listings, own your favorites, or give a Dave's Gone By CD gift. DavesGoneBy.org has an episode guide, and you can order there, too. $12 for CDs, shipping included, but add an extra dollar if you want an autograph. So go to DavesGoneBy.org, buy a CD, and listen to me.
Hi, we're the Randy Bandits, and we're very happy to be on Dave's Gone By on WGBB and DFSX Radio.
The Randy Bandits in the Daverhood today. Again, remind everybody the website, please.
That's www.randybandits.com. There's streaming samples of the whole album that's going to be available on those. As far as downloading, like I said, we should be up on iTunes hopefully by the time this airs. If not, then just give us a couple more weeks. But the stuff is over at iTunes. It's over at eMusic. Napster's got it. You can get it there without going to jail or paying fines now.
You can hear us also if you're part of that crazy internet jungle on MySpace.
Oh, MySpace. MySpace.com.
There too. Yeah. There's some songs on there. MySpace.com/RandyBandits.
It's a great video of us up on YouTube also.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Just,
I didn't even talk about
just jumping out. It's crazy. People are watching it left and right.
It's an acapella song that it's from our first EP, actually, and it's us singing an acapella song in my shower.
It was hot.
and right now, 15,000 people.
16, actually.
16,000. The internet just keeps booming. 16,000 people have seen us performing in Jim's bathroom, which I think is weird and fantastic.
The next song we're doing in my toilet.
Okay. With that image in our heads, let's ask about one song that people can, assumedly, hear and download and get on the record called Traveling Companion. Apparently there's an interesting story behind that one, Jam.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't guess it, but it's actually my 9/11 song.
I did not know that at all.
Yeah, it's true.
way to bring us down, Jim. Yeah, good way to go out.
Well,
it's
a typical Randy Bandits conundrum that you have tragedy and comedy and, you know, bluegrass existing together, but... yeah, my fiance, who's been my girlfriend, and I were in Sacramento visiting my parents, and we're supposed to fly back to New York on September 11, 2001, and obviously we didn't end up doing that. We ended up driving across the country to get back because we didn't really feel like getting on an airplane, and it was a very interesting time to be crossing the country. There were lots of, you know, flags around and different people in different areas having very different thoughts about what was going on, and, you know, we sort of felt like we were on a little pilgrimage going back to New York, and the way people would react to the fact that we were returning to New York, you know, some people would wish us well, and some people would just ask us what we were doing, what we were thinking going back there, and then so somewhere along the way, I think it was in Arches National Park, I wrote a song called Traveling Companion that has some of those ideas in it, but you wouldn't necessarily know it by the song.
Nope.
but if you listen closely to the words, you can hear the parts about the flags that seize the canyon and the fear that seize the land that'll last us till it crashes and all that stuff. But it's fun and upbeat, so, you know, we sneak it in there subliminally. Yeah.
So subliminal that after playing it for 3 years,
the band doesn't know about it. Now they do. Yeah.
Wow. See, you learn something new all the time, and the one thing we do know is that if none of us are, you know, permanent or indestructible, but music tends to be. So hopefully this album, these guys, the Randy Bandits, are making some indestructible, permanent music for us. So we'll go out with, again, thank them so much for being here, the Randy Bandits. Traveling
Companion.
Thank you very
much, Dave.
Traveling Companion.
All right, good. Hey! Here it comes.
My traveling companion, and we're traveling down the road. Sometimes I drive, sometimes he drives, sometimes I pump the gas, and we're traveling through the canyons. Yeah, we're traveling with our load. She feels alive, I feel alive. Sometimes we start to laugh. We go ha ha ha, hee hee hee. God is big above us. Ha ha ha, hee hee hee. Ground stretched out for miles. She's my traveling companion. Traveling. Squeezing on my hand. We wear sunglasses through the bathroom, traveling with the truck. And the wagon sees the canyons, and the fear has seized the land. It'll last until it crashes. Until then, we'll live on luck. Here we go. Ha ha ha. Got a big above us. Ha ha ha. The ground stretched out for miles. He's my traveling companion. Traveling companion. Traveling companion for a while. Here I go, boys. La da 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 da.
Oh, Kentucky.
traveling down the road. Sometimes I drive, sometimes she drives, sometimes I pull the gas. We're traveling through the gas. Yeah, we're traveling with our load. She feels alive, I feel alive. Sometimes we start to laugh, we start to laugh, we start to laugh, we start to laugh. Looking at her, looking at me, traveling all the way across the entire country. Everybody now. Looking at her, looking at me, traveling all the way to the Statue of Liberty.
Let's spring out of here a cappella style with the Randy Bandits. This is Dave Lefkowitz. Good night, traveling companions, and gone by.
One, two, oh, one, two.
I loved you once in silence. I loved you once in stone. And though I never turned to violence, you know once I turned to gold, but then I was deluded over. Now my mind is right. I just want to be in included in the story of your life.